Hi, this is Lucy Scott,
Alex Hightower,
and Lainey Mays.
This is Do You Even Podcast, a podcast about everything you didn't know you wanted to know about podcasts.
Welcome back, guys.
Yeah.
We took a little break for the new year, so we hope everyone's holidays and new year parties didn't get too wild.
Mm-hmm. I personally or hope they did, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Exactly.
Did a chill New Year's. Can't really top. Lucy and I went to this party last year, so you can't really top that. It was in Times Square, saw the ball drop. So you're kind of like,
I know.
I can't top that.
Not yet, exactly. Yeah. We reached the pinnacle of our New Year success.
Yeah. So. Did you guys have good breaks?
Oh my gosh, so good.
It was
so
nice.
So restful. I did get sick.
Yeah.
Disclaimer, I'm recovering now.
Alex was sick.
I was
now
so
Lucy.
Sick last reporting. So
yes.
I
oh my
feel
gosh.
You. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you need a break or anything.
I don't like where this is going.
Who's you're next.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it easy.
I'll take it slow. I know. Yeah. Working on my energy this episode.
Yeah, so. But it was nice to take a little break and kind of get our ducks in a row for this. And we're really excited for the new year. We hope everybody else is too. So we're going to have our full length episode this time. Mm-hmm. We're back in it. And we're going to start with some news and like what we're listening to. So whoever wants to go.
Cool. I'll go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have that many new things. I listened to The Daily because they talked about Fire and Fury. So that was an interesting episode.
I have not listened to that episode
yet. Did you listen to it? About the book?
Yeah, that's how I knew about it before I went into work.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So that was really interesting.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael. As always.
I listened to the Pods of America where they talked about Fire and Fury.
I didn't listen to that.
I heard it on Up Next, too.
I
confidently went with that, and I knew halfway through it wasn't correct.
I was like, this is a new one. Up Next.
Yeah, it was everywhere. They were like talking about this book, and they released it a day early, or not a day early. They released it a week early, so
it was.
It was interesting.
There were a lot of podcasts about it. Granted,
good
I get why, but
pretty explosive.
Talking through the response was pretty interesting. And then you were talking about
I'll interject so
quick
because
it's pretty funny.
Trump is going insane off of this book, which is hilarious because he welcome to men, but whatever. He is going crazy on these tweets. And so the one that was like, I'm a stable genius, Daily Beast podcast came back with. They got Ben Stiller in a Zoolander voice to read the tweet, and it's like 30 seconds of pure genius.
It's worth it.
Stable genius. So it is.
Stable genius. Title right there.
But it was so good, and it just sounds so ridiculous when you hear it out loud, but not to mention that it's in the Zoolander voice, and you're like, this is what he would say, and that's so sad.
Yeah.
So it's like 30 seconds, so short, but it's so worth a listen.
It's really funny. And it's just weird, like you were saying, hearing it out loud, I'm like, oh my God.
This is the leader of the free world.
He wrote this. He's like really smart. Like, what?
All I can think of is like, so you agree. You think you're really pretty.
I can't.
Anyway.
So good.
Other things I listen to. All Songs Considered. Since it was so cold recently, they had an episode about this Norwegian musician who makes instruments out of ice. And so
you listen to the most interesting random podcast,
it's very
Alex.
Hipster.
Seriously.
Yes, it's this podcast about how I spiral my vegetables.
That voice was on point. It was really interesting though. He was talking about when he first started making the instruments out of ice and how it was more just looking for like making an instrument that actually made a sound, since it was like ice and
knives. Yeah, I don't know how that would work.
Medium, but he started that way, and as he like created more and more successful instruments, he started like tuning them.
This sounds so bad, but don't they melt?
They do. Well, okay. He's like in a very cold area, so now he tours. For example, he toured in Russia. I think he said, how cold was it? It was like freezing wherever the concert was, like negative 10 degrees or something. But people came and
he makes them or shows them?
He makes the instruments and then he plays them.
Makes them on stage?
Oh, no, no, no. He makes them before. He talked about that. That would be so impressive. He talked about like the process and how they had to like order in all this ice and like he'd make the instruments every time. It was crazy.
I don't even understand.
How to get into that line of work. I don't get.
You have to start with a lot of money because this doesn't, yeah.
Are they percussion instruments?
Well, yeah. So they played some songs. So he has like, what did he call it? An isophone, I think. He has a thing that's kind of like a marimba. Which is sort of like a xylophone, and then he like played that. He had something that seemed more flute like. It was
pretty chill tones, I'm sure.
It was great. It was great. And then I listened
later.
To we're just gonna
chill tones.
I also listened to, there was a Tiny Desk that was, Hanson had a holiday Tiny Desk and what? It was pretty great. Oh, yeah, Hanson. It was pretty good. I wasn't like a super huge Hanson fan back in the day, but I did like obviously know Hanson.
Yeah.
And it was so nice. It was kind of nostalgic. Aww. That was really cute. So I recommend that, especially if you were like a diehard Hanson person. And then there was one other thing I wanted to, So this one, my brother told me about. It's called The Unofficial Expert. And so it's basically these two comedians. What are their names? Marie and I'm totally blanking on the other comedian. But they come together. They open by saying, like, what were you the unofficial expert of this week? And they basically kind of just update each other about their lives. But
That's
then
so funny.
They bring on a guest who they consider the unofficial expert in some sort of silly topic or kind of weird topic. So the first one I listened to was the unofficial stalking expert. And so I think I might have told you a little bit about this, Lainey.
Is it me?
It's
not kidding.
No. It was this other comedian. She is from New York, but basically she got onto the sugar daddy website and she had a sugar daddy for a time, but then the relationship got kind of like weird. She wanted to end it and then he began stalking her. So like she talks about her experience in a way that's funny, but also very scary.
Wow.
But like he figured out where she lived. It was crazy. It was
insane. What I always think about. It's like, yeah, that sounds really nice, this person giving you money, but like you are like you they feel like you're indebted to them and you can't get away.
Yeah.
And
I just the power dynamic is really skewed.
It was crazy. It doesn't sound funny at all, but like the way she was talking about like her life and stuff, it was hilarious. And then she says she thinks he's now in jail, which fingers crossed because he was pretty creepy.
Oh my goodness.
But she had like, they have some other episodes. There was one that was like the skin expert and they were talking about like vampire facials that you get with like your own blood. It was really crazy. It was really weird. So.
No, thank you.
That sounds so interesting. It was and weird. I don't know how you find these, Alex.
This was my brother. So okay. He was like, you should
he would
to
find
this.
Some really cool. He came in, guys. So they flew home. He stayed at our apartment and he came to fly home with Alex. He walked in and I said, oh, hi. And he goes, it's so weird seeing you guys because I just hear you guys when I listen to the podcast and now I'm seeing you.
People have started saying that to me as well. My roommate Rob, who, as y'all know, did the music. This was sometime before the holidays. I walked home and he was like, I feel like I was just with you. And I don't, it like didn't occur to me that
really
would be
meta.
A side effect of this
amazing.
Podcast.
You should tell them what he got you for Christmas.
Yes. Yeah. So Rob, who... Thank you for listening, Rob, and being so supportive and wonderful. Got me my dad wrote a porno book. So it is the
abridged.
Yeah, it is the abridged erotic literature that this guy's dad wrote, but it is like all of the commentary that like you hear in the podcast, like all of the different
like hilarious points of view on the book are all written in it. I should have brought it here to like read excerpts from it.
I saw it in a bookstore the other day.
It's hysterical. The foreword, like the beginning of the book, it starts with like the stages of grief. It is so, so funny. And there are like character analyses throughout the book.
I can't.
It's hysterical.
I kind of flipped through it, and it was like literary devices as well.
Yes,
so they were like, the foreshadowing here really shows that Belinda has it coming or something. Like it's really funny.
It was awesome. Yeah. Oh, so thanks, Rob.
Yeah,
thanks, Rob. Bring it next time.
I will.
Want to see this.
Yes,
we'll have a dramatic reading.
Yes. is that all of your?
Yeah, I think that's all my updates for this week.
Nice. Well, last time I did my BYOP on Wonderful, I talked about how I've sort of like taken a step back from some of my usual pods. I'm happy to say that I'm working them back into my life. Okay. So started listening to Pod Save America again. Yes. Of course, listening to the McElroy brothers. And
that's part of what I'm listening to.
Really?
No, not theirs, but yeah. The McElroy brother, one of them, is in mine.
Oh, really? I think we're about to talk about the same thing.
Good
Christian. Again. Good Christian fun.
Good Christian fun is my
fun. So I was going to give you a shout out and talk about how I listened to it.
I'm glad. This is the whole point of this podcast. So we all listen to different things.
I know.
But I'm just like, oh, yeah, the one with Ben Stiller. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why when you go last.
We totally just did.
You're first next time.
Yes,
I did not mean to.
That's okay. I'm excited.
Yeah.
So I wanted to, because I don't know him, so it's exciting to hear it from you.
So I wanted to listen to Good Christian Fun because it sounded so interesting when you talked about it, Lainey. And then on the most recent episode of My Brother and Me, Travis said he like gave the episode he was on a plug, and he talked about how he was in the most recent episode of Good Christian Fun. And that show is a delight.
It's hilarious. And they like sing. Oh, guys, so I've started listening to it more. Okay. Not to like take over you're listening
please.
To.
Yeah.
But they sing, they have a theme song and they just like belt it out.
Oh,
and the guest is like, oh, okay. No, I can't. Or like, sing your praise to the Lord. And they're like, what? I think they like scare them. And then they have this at the end, they're like, okay, drum roll, would you say you're a Christian? And he's like, usually the ones I've heard, they've always said, I guess I am. And they're like, yeah! Like, it's like pretty much like, yes, we got, like, it's really funny, but they don't do it in a way that's like mean. But I think that's their point. They kind of make fun of what it is. And his interview was so interesting because he said, if more people did it like you guys, like where it's like, you can believe, I don't care, come and talk to me.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you think? Cool. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever. And talk about like the hypocrisies,
right?
More people wouldn't be so turned off to it because my personal account, I couldn't do that because people were too intense.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I just love them, and they're so really funny. Like I don't even.
Yeah,
like, should really
so
check
good.
It out.
And Travis McElroy talked a lot about like absolutism in religion and how there was one part of their conversation where they talked about how Travis is going to raise his child.
Yeah,
and like how he just like wants to give his kid like. At age 10, when they're like of an age where they can kind of start to like comprehend like different like principles of religion, he wants to give his kid like sort of the best of all religions so that like his child has something to like work with and think through and make a decision on her own. And Travis also, it just like got me thinking about like how great podcasts are because when Travis was talking about his own views on religion, he so closely expressed my own thoughts on spirituality. And I was just thinking, like, where else do you get this?
Yeah.
You know, I was like, podcasts are so dang good.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it also is a different
a different side to a host that I listen to every single week. You know, I hear Travis all the time. You would never know that
unless they just went on the
story. Exactly. And like, that's not the kind of conversation they have on My Brother and Me. Mm-hmm. And so to hear him go into such depth about,
he even
like,
revealed some stuff about his brother. He's like, I asked my brother this and they're like, what? What did he say? You know, because they grew up in the same household. Right. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff about the McElroy's family history in the church and how, like, their mom and dad were very involved in the church. And then when their mom got really sick, the church, she was, like, an employee of the church. She was, like, the church secretary or something for many, many years. Then when she got sick, the church tried to kick her off of their insurance because it was costing them so much, and sort of how that also was a major point for Travis and his sort of like understanding of like religion and the hypocrisy in religion.
That's just a lesson to everyone of like how important it is to like really practice what you preach.
No
pun intended, but really.
But it was such a great conversation, and I can't wait to listen to more of Good Christian
Anyone fun. I've heard of them, I really enjoy. I did, at first I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. They are hilarious. And they talk about just weird stuff. They're like, growing up, did you go to D-Now? And they're like, OMG, I did. And they were just, and it's stuff you're like, oh my gosh, I remember that. And it was, some of it was terrible. Like, what was that?
It's such a like digestible conversation to listen to. I wasn't quite sure what it would be about. I'm like a little hesitant when it comes to like religious based podcasts. And but listening to Good Christian Fun, like, this is going to be a part of my like weekly
repertoire.
I'm just so excited.
Happened to find them and I really love it.
Yeah.
I listen to it every week.
It's awesome.
I think also the male boy, like, he is really funny. Like, I don't know where it comes from, if he rehearses it, but it's so funny. It's like a stand-up routine at the beginning. So I thought of Lucy when I saw it, because I don't listen to him, but I learned a lot about him. And so, and I was like, maybe I'll pick up My Brother, My Brother. I mean,
Parker fan.
Anyway,
they're great. Anyway, so
about you? Okay. So I just, I guess in lieu of news, I was just going to point out two podcasts for the beginning, well, the end of the year. The Daily did a year in sounds, and so it was just a year, like, anything of the year that was big news. It's a little depressing, but it was really good and, like, beautifully produced. So point that out. It's worth a listen. And then Pods of America did the same thing, but it was more of their making fun of things. But it was really funny. So they just essentially played, like, the funniest jokes that they made about crazy things that happened this year. It's a lot of love it. but it's really funny, and I enjoyed both of those. I feel like it was a good kind of wrap-up, and they were
interesting.
They didn't leave things on a, like, oh, this year's been terrible. Hope you have a better one next year. Right. It was a more like, let's review it and let's learn from it. And I really enjoyed it. So those are my two I wanted to shout out. And then the other two. Oh, I do want to say I listened to the History Chicks episode on Pocahontas.
That sounds interesting.
Really good.
I'm going to write that down.
I didn't know what I was going to hear going into it, because I think there's two sides. Either it's grossly misrepresented and sad, or, like, i.e. Disney movie, or it's kind of, like, too offended. Like, then they did this. And so it's like, I don't get a true story. I don't know exactly. And they did a really good job of in the middle. They are very respectful. They pointed out a lot of things out in the Disney movie that was pretty crazy. And a lot of things they don't know for sure. So they're like, this could have happened. This is what, on one side, this is what letters said. And this is what they said on another side, just through tribes. Like, we don't know.
Right.
And they're like, it's probably a middle ground, you know, or whatever. And saying, because she moved to England and got married. Well, she didn't move. They think she was captured.
Taken to England.
Either way, she was in England and married, and she changed her name to, like, Mary or something. And they were, like, well, usually we don't know if like that's offensive to like use that name, but we know that in other podcasts, when people change their name, we refer to their new name, and that's what they want. And she chose it. Like, no one told her she had to be called that. And she called herself that. So she was like, we're going to refer to her as Mary.
That's so complicated.
But just know that we're trying to be really thoughtful about this.
That's so interesting.
And it was really good.
Wow.
Yeah, so you check it out. Enjoyed that one.
I love that.
Yeah. I want to listen to that.
So that's all of mine. I don't really have any other news. Can't think of any podcasts that are... I think we talked about already Night Vale Presents becoming a show. Yeah. I see that everywhere. People are talking about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that much stuff about it. Like, I know about it.
It'll be like, and as we know, Night Vale Presents will be a... Of course. Yeah. So I don't know how that's going to look.
I'm still anxiously awaiting Ira L. Madison III to drop his podcast through Crooked Media. And I know I have mentioned this a couple times. Ira,
you're just putting it out into the ether. Come on.
I know it's coming soon, bud. I'm ready for it.
Nice. Oh, I'm sure there's things going on, but we have a lot of catching up.
Oh my gosh, we have so much catching up to do.
Yeah. It's been a while.
So, anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Next, we're heading into Lainey's BYOP.
Okay, guys. Get your tinfoil hats.
Oh, God.
I'm so excited. What is it?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so excited.
So, let me start out by saying I started and finished a new podcast.
Woo! That's a good sign.
I mean, it's new, reoccurring. I'm almost done. I have like one or two episodes of the past ones, but it comes out every week. So, but I've listened to it a lot traveling. Like, I was all in.
Oh, I know what this is.
I've talked about it a lot. Okay, so I'm going to give some background. So, when we had the vote for Best Voice, someone wrote in, shout out to you, that they would like to nominate Forrest Burgess, and he is the Astonishing Legends co-host, I think. So I just clicked Astonishing Legends, like, oh, I wonder what this is. I subscribed to them, and I was listening to one, and the one I happened to be, it's just serendipity, you guys. The one I happened to be listening to.
You're building the suspense right now. Go ahead.
Then I took a right at this rock, and then I turned, it's a long story, I'm sorry, but so.
No, I love it.
My dad always says, this is going to be a long story.
I love long stories.
Yes, it is. You know me. So, Astonishing Legends, and the one the new one I clicked, and it was a guy talking about his podcast. It was a where they switch.
Yeah.
Chasing Earhart, and it's about Amelia Earhart. And so when the whole documentary came out, I was freaking out.
Obsessed.
She was.
You remember that? She was obsessed.
Because
my brother knows what you love.
Really?
Yes.
That is hilarious. I didn't know that, and I'm scared of myself. But I would like be at work, be like, have you seen this picture? Like, what if it is true? Like, I don't know if it is, but what if it is? OMG, why are they hiding it from us? Like, not really that I believe that, but I'm such a sucker for like smoking guns, and I want one. Stop laughing at me!
I'm so excited. It's amazing. I love
passionate.
It. I love
it. Almost spit out her water.
I did.
Passionate Alexandra.
I love it. It's great. It's great. I'm excited. Go.
I'm gonna stop my BYOP.
No.
Just kidding. I wouldn't anyway. You guys can leave the room. I'll still talk about it. So, where was I? Okay, so when that came out, it just threw it into a new era. I was so excited. Granted, it didn't turn out to be true, which is fine. I just think intrigued
so
by it. I don't know where to start, but like on the podcast, he talks about how people know about Earhart, and so I'll tell you mine. Mm-hmm. So I love her for an interesting reason. When I was in like 9th or 10th grade, so I was like having, teen angst, bad things. It was a bad time. And somebody posted this really great article. I wish I could find it. I can't find it anymore. But it was like from her estate. So this lady knew her and she was like talking about how amazing she was as a person. And her quote, Amelia Earhart's quote was, decide whether or not the goal is worth the risk involved. If it is, stop worrying. And I just like needed to hear it at that moment.
Yeah.
And then I didn't really, I mean, everybody knows about her, but they don't really know anything else except for she, you know, when you're younger.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, who is this? Like, really, who is she? And I got, I had it on my wall whenever I was be upset. I could, my quote was on my wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I, she just means a lot to me in that. Whatever. I that's why I really like her. And then I learned more about her, and I still don't know a lot because there's not a lot, but I've just always really looked up to her and what she's done and who she was in the world. So that's why I love her.
Oh,
and so when I saw this, I think that's what, right. I think that's what drives the, like, I need to know what happened.
Yeah.
And in the podcast, he even says, like, somebody is responding and he asks them, why are we so obsessed with this? And they say, it's because we were rooting for her so much in feminism and flight. And we just can't stand for her not to have an end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's so annoying. And I think that really encapsulates what I think.
Yeah.
So all that being said, I'm obsessed with her. I love her so much. And that's how I found out about it. So let me just tell you a little bit about it. So it's called Chasing Earhart. I always want to say Earhart, but Earhart. It started in June of 2017. So essentially, this guy just has really been a fan. He wrote a third grade paper on her, so he just really likes her. And he wants to kind of, he said he doesn't want to just figure out what happened. He wants to celebrate her life.
That's
and
amazing.
It reminds me a lot of Missing Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
It's more of a celebration of who she was and what she's done.
Yeah.
And if we find out some things, that'd be great. But what are we going to find out? And the reason it was this year is it's the 80th anniversary, 2000, because it's 1937.
Wow.
So his name is Chris Williamson. He said it's going to be about a 2-year project. It's going to be a shorter documentary in 2 years. So he wanted to give like the long form if you really want to go in. All of these are on Podcast Weekly, but then we're going to make a video. And so it's a documentary. He talks about the documentary that was done, History Channel. He's like, elephant in the room. Let's move on. So, because it's not really about her. It's more about that picture. But
right. Yeah,
So that's what he's working for. It was bi-weekly. Now it's weekly. I guess he just had so much to talk about that he couldn't fit it all in. And let's see. So, okay. So he said, on their about page, on their website, he just said he didn't want to have any bias or like anything in the game, just interesting. And he features all theories, and they all have to be researched by his team, and they all have to be like legitimate, like experts on this. So it's not any, like, I said tinfoil hats, but it's not anybody just randomly like, I think the aliens abducted her. It's people who really know what they're talking about. And so that ranges from anyone there. I'll just read a few. Brad Meltzer from Decoded, he's on it. Yeah. And so is his co-host, Dr. Anita Singupta. She works for NASA.
Oh, my God.
Boyd Kelly, or Captain Kelly, he's a pilot, and he serves on international committees about airline stuff. I don't know. obviously, I'm not an expert. Brian Lloyd is a pilot. He circumnavigated the globe. Was one of the first to do that. I don't know. Anyway, so it just goes on and on. There's this really sweet girl named Astronaut Abby, and she really wants to be an astronaut, and she started from a young age, and she's made this nonprofit, and Amelia is somebody she looked up to, and so she loves her so much that she is on there talking about her, she's going to be on a panel I think they're going to do in Kansas, where Amelia's from. And it's a really cool podcast because it's not just, I mean, it's cool because some of these people talking are firsthand, secondhand, were there. So, like, their fathers fought in the war right after it happened. Mm-hmm. Or one guy he talked to was, like, a log captain on the ship that was waiting. And he was like, this is what she told me, and these are my notes, you know. And so it's like, these people are getting older. And this might be the last time for them to be written somewhere. Or audio versions of them actually telling us what happened. So it really is like a living legend of these people who have done so much to find it.
Yeah.
But also, so he talks to pilots and NASA and mm-hmm. about very specific things like due north, so how is this, mm-hmm. or what, affect, how like, much whatever. Gas did she really have? Yeah. You know, because people debate this all the time.
Yeah.
But he also brings in people who are authors who wrote books about Amelia and her life before, or mm-hmm. Astronaut Abby, who just think she's a great female role model. Mm-hmm. And he just talks about her lasting presence and why she is so important. And you learn things about her in her life. Like, she went to the World's Fair, and that's where she saw an airplane. So that was interesting. She didn't like it at first. But she also saw a funny. Roller coaster for the first time, and her sister wanted to build one in the backyard.
That's cute.
And there's a book called, like, Amelia Builds a Roller Coaster. It's really cute.
That's cute.
So, like, she was even, like, an adventurer doing random things then. And her mom was, like, the first woman to climb Pikes Peak.
What?
So that's the family she grew up in, and that's why, they supported her in all of this. And, I mean, she married George Putnam. Putnam.
Oh, Pink, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm, like, I publisher didn't know that. Putnam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so she's married to George Putnam. She's like, you can do whatever you want. You don't have to even be faithful. This is a good relationship. Like, also, I'm keeping my name. Bye. So, and he was very supportive of her. And so it's really cool to learn who she was.
Incredible.
Or even, she didn't even call herself like a feminist. She was like, I'm just doing what I like to do.
Yeah.
And so it's not like she was doing it for some crazy reason. I mean, it was very publicity based, and that's why he got her the funding. Her husband was like a big publicist essentially for her, and so she got a lot of funding from that. So sometimes people are like, did she really care about like doing these flights? And like, probably not. She probably could care less if she was the first to do whatever. She just loved flying, and she couldn't do it unless she got publicity to get money to do this.
Yeah,
because you couldn't do it as a woman back then. So it's really cool. I'm such a big fan, and I just love her so much. So when I found out about it, I went in deep, guys. I was listening to it.
How long did it take you to, like, get through it?
Like, I mean, it's been, like, 3 weeks. Like, it's been like 2 weeks.
That's a pretty good clip.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's still coming. So, like, I haven't finished it.
How long are the episodes? Like,
they can be long depending on the person speaking.
Okay.
I will say it's not, like, super hyper-produced. Like, it's because they call in and Skype whatever's comfortable for them because they're older.
Okay, okay.
And you can't always get to them. So, it's, like, based on what they're using. But I kind of like it because it's not. It's very, it's not cut up. It's just that he lets them talk. He lets them have their thing. He asks them some questions. One of them was an interview that someone had passed away, and he just went in and re-recorded the questions because you couldn't hear them all the way. He's like, I just want it. And he did a good job. So I'm like offering these for you. Just kind of a database of all of this information that we really don't know. He interviews Tiger, which is a nonprofit that has really taken the mission to find her really under its wing. And so he interviews a lot of people from there, and they have their own theories, mainly that she was marooned and died on an island. One of them thinks they found the plane. There is a plane down there, but they can't tell. And I think the beautiful part about all of this is all of the people he talks to don't always see eye to eye, and he will even bring up, he said, what do you say to this theory? Yeah. And they're like, I mean, you just kind of, like, was it Occam's razor or whatever, where it's like, whatever's the simplest is probably happened.
Yeah. Right.
And so it's really interesting because they all across the board are like, if they found where she was, and I don't care if aliens took her, if that's what they found and proved it, I would be so happy because she has an end. And they're all like, we're working together. Like, I find things that might disprove something in yours, but guess what? That's fine. We're
that
all
closer.
He said something like, we are searching such a big ocean that I can only do so much. I need you to search it too. And even if that's in Saipan, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they're all so generous to each other, and they want to learn about others' theories. They don't like shoot them down. And that's really beautiful to me. But they also are really funny. Some of them, they're just the data. I can't even understand. He had one pilot that was like, with him. So they went and he showed him how to do celestial navigation, which is what Fred Noonan, who was in the plane with her, her navigator, what he did. And he was like, it's not hard. Like, you do this and you would have this ready. And, you know, and he was showing him, and he was like, he's not a bad navigator. Like, something else had happened. Yeah. I don't know. like she would have known where she was. And it's really interesting to find out things I wouldn't know. Like she was not a very good Morse coder. And they said that might have had an effect. Like, she couldn't contact them because she didn't know how to do it. Yeah. And he's like, you could have spent a little time learning that.
Yeah, before you just lie.
Another interesting thing I think was cool, there's a big thing about, like, maybe she just wasn't a very good pilot. Because that has come up, you know, and she was new. Like, everyone was new as a pilot. Yeah. No one was a perfect pilot.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't, was she the greatest pilot? And this one guy, well, she was great, but they were like, maybe she could have practiced and all this stuff. And the guy was like, okay, let me tell you. My sister is a pilot. There can only be one best pilot in the world. And what are the odds that Amelia Earhart was that pilot when no one knew how to fly?
Right.
He was like, yeah, you can say that all day, but one thing can go wrong. And
it's a new technology.
You don't even know.
Right. Yeah.
He's like, there's a million, you can't even fly the same thing across and get the same results. Like, there's no way to know.
Yeah. Right.
And it was really interesting to hear their thoughts. He always asks them, believe me, I'm not giving a lot away. There is a lot of information in there. A lot of things I don't even comprehend. Things, they get really intense. Like, on this line, they were here, and on this,
I don't know. So technical.
And they were saying, I just lost my train of thought. Oh, he asked them questions. He tries to kind of keep the same, depending on who's talking. And he always asks, if we're in a court of law and you are the prosecutor or whatever, did you prove your case without a reasonable doubt that that's what happened? And it's really interesting.
Wow.
Or he'll ask, do you think Amelia, what would she say if she knew 80 years later we were still this intense on finding her? And for the most part, I mean, some people are like, I think she'd be really proud that she created something, whatever, because in reality, she might not have even, like, this is the most fame you could get by doing this. Like,
right, right.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times people are like, I think she would care less. She'd be like, stop looking for me. Yeah. Like, move on, move on. And it's really funny to hear, like, people who are experts in her early life or experts in this plane and what they think she would think. It's really interesting. So you asked about length. It can go an hour 40.
Okay.
There was like an author that was only like 40 minutes.
Okay.
It's a little long, like, and I kind of have to pay attention. So I go back a lot if I'm doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really cool. And so their social media, because he's working up towards this documentary. So he'll like release, I haven't seen a trailer, but he'll release some information he's working on.
Mm-hmm.
And on social media, they'll, if they find something cool, they'll put it on there. Like the other day, this man wrote in and said, oh, I met Amelia Earhart. I mean, it was a while ago. I don't think he wrote in that day, but he wrote to some people. Maybe they own this footage. I don't know. And he said, oh, I met Amelia Earhart. And they're like, oh, that's cool. Like, when did you meet her? And he's like, no, I have video of it. And they're like, what? And so he brought it, and it's an old, like, film, and you can see, he said, my mom was filming us in the street, like, you know, just with her new camera, and my dad came home and was like, there's a lion at the airport. They were having, like, a some kind of advertising for the airport or a plane, a certain kind of plane, so they brought a lion in to, like, advertise. Don't ask me. 1930s advertisement.
We don't do this anymore.
But the lion looked really sad in the picture, like he needed to go back to his home. He was, I just felt bad for him, but they went to the airport to film this lion. They thought it was so cool, and you can see it. They're like filming the kids looking at the lion in the cage, and then all of a sudden, like he said, we turned around and there are all of these planes like hers. They were working on it, and we kind of walked over, and all of a sudden she just walks out. She was working on her plane, like talking to people, and and you can see her. She like shakes his little hand, and then she talks to his sister.
Oh,
she looks at the camera, and she's like, "Great, okay," and like walks away, and they have it on film, and like, this is one of the only, like, there's that's not incredible. Much film that's gonna come up of Amelia Earhart.
Where has he been? Like, where and has this he man just, been?
It that's was so like cool. Before she went to Hawaii. So it was, I think, I mean, it's not telling us where she was when she wasn't,
but
it was
really interesting.
It's really cool to like see her.
To see her.
And she loved kids, apparently. They were talking about how much she loved children, loved to talk to them, and kind of, I don't know, she just, and she was a poet. Didn't know that either.
I didn't know that.
But I like to hear her voices. She's so like,
so cool.
Sweet. I don't know. Anyway, I have gone so far down the rabbit hole. And that's probably all I have to say, unless you have some questions.
I love the idea of this being like a living archive, mm-hmm. you know, of the idea that there is constant discovery through this process. And like, mm-hmm. as a listener, you're along for the ride and like hearing things seeing things that like the world may have never seen or heard before.
Yeah. It's just like a cool other way for a podcast to function. Yeah. It's just like another reason to love them, because it is important for these people who are sharing their stories. And like, I don't know, it's just something you think about with like any piece of history, but it's so cool that everyone can come together like with this information, and it really stays forever. Yeah.
And that's what he said on his website. I'm here to make a documentary and I'm going to cut things. But if you want to really learn a lot, I'm going to give them a platform for you to go deep. And then if you want to even go like, this is an hour. If you really want it, you can research on your own.
Right.
Yeah.
Wish I had this when I was doing projects in school. I'm like, this is amazing.
I know. I mean, so even on social media, he shared a picture of her flight plan from her like personal map maker.
Oh my God.
And he had found this, and it's really cool. Like,
that's amazing.
I love history though. And so even if it wasn't her, like even if I didn't like her, it's so cool to understand.
Is the host a documentarian, or like, is that
typically what you do? I don't really know. I don't think so. Okay. I looked to find out and it just said that he was a big fan of her and he wanted to highlight her.
Passion project.
Yeah. I'm not, it's really cool. I'm not confident of what his background is because it wasn't on the website. That doesn't mean I couldn't have found it other places, but I'm not confident.
Gotcha.
But
he just loves her so much.
Yeah. He just loves, maybe he's a journalist. I'm not really sure.
That's amazing though.
Yeah.
He sounds like a kindred spirit to you.
Yeah.
Like, I know him.
You're out there.
And really, he doesn't speak too much. Like, he says some stuff at the beginning and end, but he doesn't speak too much. Like, he lets them pretty much go. And because they're like older, little old men, and they're really cute. And one of them was like telling the same story. We're like, yeah, you already said that. But he didn't say that, but I was thinking it.
Yeah.
But he just lets them go. He's like, let's talk about it. Like, what do you think? Or that's what awesome. Do you, why would you think this? And it's interesting. Now that I've heard a lot of different sides of the story, I feel like people go on different sides and they're like, it's either this, she got captured. Some people think she like was flown back to the U.S. under the president and he changed her name and she lived in a house as a recluse. And I'm like, okay, well, let's talk about how that's not like her character at all. So why would she agree to that? But anyway, and so some people think she was marooned on an island because they found some things, or some people are like, she's rolling around the ocean down there. That's where she is. Like, why do you think anything different? So it's really interesting to hear it all. And I think I'm becoming more informed than just being like, oh, the new fad. Like, this picture definitely proves it. Like, I'm more informed and I find it easier for me to say why I believe these things if I have like information about it.
Yeah. Do you... is there one theory that you have gravitated to?
Yeah. So when I watched that documentary, I was really excited about it. And I didn't necessarily believe everything they were like. I wasn't like, oh yeah, she definitely got captured. She was Marie Antoinette style. Like, yes. But I didn't believe that. But I thought I was like, maybe she did get caught. Doesn't mean she didn't like die some other way. I don't know. I was like, this, it would be revolutionary if this picture is actually real, because they do have like eyewitnesses that said they saw a plane go down it in different places, which you never know.
Yeah.
But so I kind of, and they were kind of saying that she was essentially a spy, because her plane went into, like, this is documented, her plane went in for like, they had to fix some stuff. And the guy working on it said he was asked to put in like a certain kind of camera into her thing to record something. And she's really close with the Roosevelts. And so they were like, and then she was like, weirdly, the Navy was in on some of her stuff. And they were like, so they think she was spying, because in that time, the war was just about to break out and they knew nothing about these islands. And so I was like, okay, I kind of could see her being a spy, but not because she knew about it. I could see him being like, would you mind taking some pictures? It might help, you know, yeah, or yeah, like, would that help out? And she's like, okay, whatever. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, you're a friend. You're a friend. I'll help out for America, you know, or whatever. Because she was in the First World War. She was in Canada in it too, like helping mm-hmm. out. So she was definitely a patriot.
Plausible. Yeah. Yes.
So I was like, okay, I get that. I don't know if I believe she had some weird conspiracy to like take down the Saipan government, like whatever. But I could kind of see some things that they were saying. But after listening to this, I just, I agree with him of like Occam's razor. Like it's probably the simplest thing. Like one guy did have a really interesting theory. I think he works with Tiger. And they were saying that some of the things she was saying in her last, what they could hear, because she couldn't hear them, but they could hear some of hers. Mm. And she was saying, like, I think I'm on you. It's storming. I'm going to see the lights. We're going to come down, whatever. And they're like, it wasn't storming anywhere where we were supposed to meet her.
Whoa.
And she said she was on a weird line that we, like, she was like, I'm going north and south on this line. They're like, well, that's not, like, you can either go north or you can go south. So, I mean, she was like, trying to find something on this line, and they were saying this line is around another island that she had heard could land on. So, like, we think it's near this island, and I think that's the one where they found a plane down there.
Okay.
And even then, they were like, I don't even, like, even if it's not her, we've got to figure out who these people are. Yeah, yeah. Like, what happened to them? So I kind of, at first when I heard that, I was like, oh, yeah, I think maybe she, because it makes sense. Like, if you can't figure it out, it's storming, you got to turn around. Like, she didn't have gas. I get it. But now after hearing more, I think she just landed in the water and couldn't. I don't know. My grandpa and I were talking about it once, and he was like, there was, like, even a few years ago, there's a huge plane, and we still can't find it. Yeah. Like,
right.
Like, there's stuff down in the ocean. I don't want to even know what's down there. And it can, it's a little plane. They were searching the wrong area. And they did say that one guy was like, oh, I've only found out in my research they only search 1/10 of her whole flight. Like, the whole flight she took.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were like, she's got to be around here. And it's like, what if she wasn't?
Yeah.
So he was like, I don't know. So I think, I personally think, yes, she's in, not that she didn't land. Mm-hmm. They found some, like, bones and some things that could have belonged to a woman in this time period at this marooned island. And they're, and some, like, turtle shells and stuff, like, they had been eating or something. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just find it hard to believe that they didn't search these islands, which is weird.
Yeah.
That is weird.
So, it's all weird. All of them say stuff that it's like, oh, that is interesting, but I think it's probably she's just somewhere we can't find her. But what do I know? There could totally be a new smoking gun tomorrow. And
we'll hear about it on this podcast.
Think about, like, he's trying to forward this as much as he can. And, like, in our lifetime, we could know what happened to her if they prove that. They just don't have a lot of funding, which is a big, and I guess from this it will help. They just don't have a lot of funding. So, like, this plane they found, they're like, it has two people. And one was where Fred Noonan would sit. And there's a GP suitcase. Was she carrying her husband's suitcase? And, like, if they have some stamps that she was bringing home, this would prove it. And, but in order to, which today they were talking about this when I was listening, in order to take that plane up, it costs so much money because you have to, like, get under it and pull it. And it's, like, way under the sand. And even then you have to, like, submerge it in certain kind of
the
chemicals
of the water, that's
because
so
it would
hot.
Eat the, like, it would fall apart. Oh. So, like, you have to submerge it and then you have to use treatments on it. And there, it would cost so much money.
Wow,
and they only have had money for, like, two dive crews to see the briefcase. And so it's just like, if we had enough funds, maybe you could at least disprove something.
Right.
But I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. I really don't think, and I think he does a good job of capturing why people are so intrigued. I don't really think it's the vanishing. Mm-hmm. I think it's just knowing what happened because you're so,
like, resolution.
You're so invested in this life and you just want to know. I don't know. So that's my podcast. I'm really excited about it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's fascinating.
That's really interesting. Yeah. Also, so, the ocean is a terrifying
like
place.
I said, I know.
Like, oh my God.
Like I said, I talked a lot and I didn't even, 1/10 of this whole podcast was researched. Like, there's so much in there and these people go really in depth and they just have beautiful things to say about, don't know, aviation. Like, they mm-hmm. just know their stuff, and it's really interesting. And it's cool. I didn't know that it was all researched, and so I just thought he kind of found people that would know about it. But it said on his website that everything is made sure that it's not like, you know, mm-hmm. is this
sketchy
really?
Source, yeah.
Yeah. And they're legit. So he seems really nice. I can't wait for the documentary.
Yeah.
But I just what love her. I love her. So.
Oh my God.
She's a special so lady.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
It's so sweet. Thank you, Lainey.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
So are you kidding me? I got to talk about Amelia Earhart.
This is great.
That was cool. Yeah. That was really interesting.
Wow. Oh, Chasing Earhart.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it sounds a lot like Missing Richard Simmons, yeah. which if you don't know, it's just pretty much a celebration for this person that is really close to him. And Richard Simmons kind of went off the map. And so he really just showed why he is such a special person. And it was great. So yeah. it's kind of got the same vein, same although it's feel. A little different because it's more historical. But I think it's the personal touch.
Right. Yeah. Similar spirit.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. And now we're going to do a throwback bit.
Yeah.
And we're going to launch into a pod or odd.
Yay! I'm so excited.
So as a reminder.
It's our first reoccurring one.
Yeah. Wow.
This is like a two truths and a lie, but pod style. And so we're each going to talk about two podcasts that are true and one that is not that we just made up in our brains.
Came up with it.
And, made up in our brains.
And the other two. And then the other two guess to see if they know which is fake.
It worked out really well last time. It was very funny.
It was our first one and we didn't have high hopes.
Yeah, we were like,
and
we
it blew
know.
Out of the water.
It was good. So hopefully this will be fun too. Okay.
Who went first last time? Did you go first?
I think I went first
okay,
last time.
And so. I went second. You went third? Is that what happened?
Yeah, you were last.
Okay, so let's reverse it.
Yeah.
We'll go first.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
So, first one is called...
Oh, God. She's already laughing.
I know. I need to get it together. Okay. It is called Green is Good.
Okay.
Okay.
Electronic Recycler International's John Shigarian is the host, and it features interviews with key players in the green and sustainability industry. They discuss Go Green initiatives, recycling, environmental issues, and more.
Okay. Okay.
Number two, This Week and Parasitism. It's a Monday.
What? Sorry. I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Gesundheit.
This Week in Parasitism. It's a monthly podcast about parasites.
Oh. Okay.
Vincent,
no, thank you.
Dixon, and Daniel are science professors at
Blixen
Columbia.
And Donner.
I'm upset if you hate this.
Are science professors at Columbia University who deconstruct parasites, how they cause illness, and present a case study each episode. Running
Ew.
With it.
Okay.
Number three, Running With It. A pod by joggers, for joggers, and aspiring joggers. The hosts, Tracy and Laurel, both came to appreciate jogging later in life after a few bumps in the road and want to share how running has helped them in their journeys. They take questions from people who need help finding their stride.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay. So, Green is Good, okay. This Week in Parasitism. Parasite? Parasitism?
I think parasitism, because parasite.
Oh, right?
I don't know how else you'd say it. Yeah.
And Running With It. Okay.
No, that's a really good one.
Cramp from laughing. Second one is taking me out.
In our first run of this, when we first did Pod or Odd, I made up potty talk. And so I really made an effort to keep it clean this time.
Those were some
well,
good
parasitism is pretty gross to me, but
it's pretty nasty. So I'm no Lucy.
True.
Okay.
True.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
what do we
yeah.
think is real?
I think the jogger one's real.
You do? Okay.
Because I don't know.
I think the first one's real.
But okay. I feel like this name in parasitism, like the person, mm-hmm. the host, is pretty intense.
Yeah. I'm like, did she come up with
or
all
Google like,
yeah,
like famous parasite doctor?
Because that is a possibility. She could have done
a research.
Is
that a thing? Parasite doctor?
No.
It's like called like a, what is like, the study of?
Of parasites?
Yeah. You should know it.
Ew.
Alex. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know why you would know it, but.
No. Okay.
Oh, what was the first one again? The green is good.
Green is good.
I want to say Paratism, but I'm kind of worried about name.
Yeah. I feel like that might be...
Okay. I'm going to go with the green one.
Green one?
Okay. What do you think, Alex?
I don't know, the jogging one.
Second time in a row, Alex! The jogging one! How do you do this?
The jogging one needs to be real.
I know.
I need to listen to that.
Because you jog and listen to stuff. Good job.
So I just want to say, when I was researching this week in Paris,
so that's real.
That one is real. What? So there are lots of this week in things that have to do with medicine. Like there's one on this week in cholesterol. There's another podcast that's this week in like virology, mm-hmm. like viruses. And I was like, who's making all of
this? Who's listening to that?
Who's asking for
like
that?
Doctoral students, like, maybe?
Maybe. Very niche market. Like, <we're looking.
laughs> So, yes.
This week in dirt samples.
Tracy and Laurel do not exist.
Oh.
Oh.
But they should.
They
Tracy
should.
And Laurel. I love that.
Oh, my God.
Darn it, Alex. Got me again.
Okay.
So my strategy, which I probably should not reveal, but it's like very specific and a little boring.
Yeah.
Like that's what I go.
Well, that's like when I said the cake one, I was like, these specific person doing this.
My head. I was like, no, the cake is
to be specific, you gotta be specific. But I like find your stride.
Yeah.
I like that.
They had to make that up. But that's not you.
I know. I use like marketing language. Like, they found jogging after a few bumps in the road.
Oh, that is
people
good.
Find their stride.
Oh, you should goodness. Make
this. I need amazing. Someone to help me find my stride. I hate jogging.
Yeah, I know. They better be chasing
this
me.
This is an aspirational podcast, really.
No. Also, it's funny because you listen to music. I don't know how it would be to, like, listen to a talk, but...
Yeah.
Maybe let's do it before you take your job.
Oh, right. Get you like pumped up.
Maybe
that would be
like
me.
I do. Like left foot, right foot. Like
breathe.
Yeah.
Like, that could be kind of cool.
I just need someone saying, you can
right
do
now.
It. You can do it. You can do it.
And I needed to be, I saw this video of a lady on Twitter this week and she was just like, you are beautiful. You're going to be great. And I was like, I need her to be my life coach.
I think I saw that video too. It is amazing.
She was like, goodbye. If they're not with you. Like, I want her to be my life
coach.
Every morning.
She
could do that podcast.
Yeah. Oh,
you can
She'd
do
pitch it.
It
to her.
One more mile. You got it.
I know your lungs are in excruciating pain. You can
Come on.
Do it.
Got
That's
this.
What I need someone to tell me.
Oh, yeah.
Mine would be more like, get off the couch. You have to go outside.
Outside. Get out of bed. That's me. Oh, my God.
Okay.
That was good.
Well, I realized when I said let's reverse it, I'm still in the
middle.
Do you but
want me to
that's
go,
okay.
Or do you
want
to go?
No, I'm
okay.
fine. But
Are
I
you
just
sure? Do you
realized
need a talking break?
No, I'm fine, okay, but okay. It just I realized that didn't make any sense.
Oh. It's okay.
Okay. So the first one. Sobercast, an unofficial AA podcast featuring Alcoholics Anonymous speaker meetings and workshops. This is not a discussion podcast, simply speaker meetings and workshops in a podcast form. Cognitive dissidence. Every episode, we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there's no welcome mat.
Huh.
Okay.
Bumbling and stumbling.
It's about me.
A podcast about the crazy world of online dating. Every week we discuss our recent Bumble matches, bad dates we went on, and how not to fill out an online dating profile.
Wait, that's good.
That's so good.
Is that a thing? That should be a thing if it's not a thing.
Oh my gosh, it should be a thing. Okay, what are the titles again?
Yeah.
The AA one.
The AA Sobercast.
Sobercast, yeah. Cognitive Dissidence, and Bumbling and Stumbling.
Ooh. Hmm.
I think the first one's real.
I think the first one might be real too. But you said it's literally just speaker meetings and
in workshops.
In workshops? So you're just listening to...
It says it's not a discussion. It's
not
just
a discussion. It's just literally
like
listening.
A TED talk, essentially.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. Oh, that could be real. That could be real. Okay. I actually think that one might be
I
real.
I think
too.
That's, yeah, I think that's real.
So that leaves mumbling. That's funny. Cognitive I like that title.
And bumbling and stumbling. So good. Oh gosh, those are on like equal,
yeah,
like footing for me.
I'm like, yeah, I believe
that's
it.
The point.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah,
no, I. That's why I picked.
You're them. Like, I did well. All right,
just saying, I wouldn't be like something random.
I'm gonna say bumbling and stumbling.
I was
is
gonna
the
say
odd.
Bumbling too.
Yes, it's right. Man, but I made that up.
That is so good.
That should be a thing.
Right?
Like, that needs to be a thing.
It needs to be a thing.
Like, I, yeah. Like, that, seriously, pop
it would be perfect.
I can, like,
I just like, not even the whatever, the title.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Yeah.
But also, like, I just want to point out that cognitive dissonance, when I, like, clicked it, it's like the subcategory was atheist and skeptical news.
Oh, is that a category?
I don't know, apparently.
What else is in that category?
It was under under the news, and it was called atheist and skeptical news.
Okay.
I was like, oh, okay, all right. Didn't know that was a thing, but great.
But I feel like I can think of so many, like personalities that would be so good for exactly the podcast that you described.
Which one? Yeah. The
bumbling and stumbling.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that is so...
You know, on Affairs, they did, like, the sorority girl one where they went into the sorority house and they brought this lady in who did, like... She, like, was going through her bumbles. And I feel like that could be a podcast.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, it's weird because it's a little visual, but if you don't make it all about the one you're talking about, just in general.
Yeah. Like, concepts more.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's
a hole in the market.
I think it would be great.
That could be a thing.
I've seen other ones that are...
Kind of similar?
Yeah. They talk about online dating. I don't know if it's necessarily, like, to help
I've
you
heard,
out.
Like,
I think
horror
it's just...
story ones where they just talk about the worst ones. Yeah. But, like, something that gives... Like, that's prescriptive.
Yeah. Like I said, I've heard a few that are just about, like, what they're doing. Yeah. But it's not, like, let me help you.
Right.
Yeah. Or that I know of. I don't know. Write in. If there's one, if there is one, let me know.
It's better than a book. Because I feel like people don't want to be seen, like, reading. Like,
true.
How do you do this? Or, like, your swipe if you're just listening and they're just guiding you.
That's very true. Yeah, I had a lot of fun, like, when I was working on running with it, I had a lot of fun, like, looking at the jogging podcasts that do exist, and some of them are, like, really surprisingly sweet. There was one that was, like, a podcast about someone who was training to run, like, a 5K or something in memory of his dad, and it was a podcast about that, and I wasn't expecting jogging podcasts to be so sentimental, but they really, anyway, it was just, again, this is, like, why, I don't know, why, like, the world of podcasts is so special. Okay.
It's beautiful. Okay.
Alex.
All right, my turn. Let's pull this up. I wrote it down. So the first one... What is the first one? Okay. Sorry. Trump dad. So two brothers, Greg and Tim, talk to their Trump-loving dad, Ed, and explore the political rifts in their family. Through open and honest dialogue, Greg and Tim try to contain themselves and remain calm enough to discuss the politics of the day and how they ended up on separate sides of the political divide. From the Trump platform during the election to the chaos in Charlottesville, this family doesn't hold back.
Wow. Okay.
The second one is Earth Angels. So co-hosts Camilla and Lucas, self-proclaimed animal lovers, crowdsource the wildest, most heartwarming stories about four-legged friends saving their two-legged owners. Episodes include a dog who defended a four-year-old girl who went missing in the woods in Minnesota, as well as a story of three lions who protected an Ethiopian girl from kidnappers.
Very specific.
These two animal fans prove that animals really are too good for this world. And the last one is...
I like both of these. I would listen to both of these so far.
The last one is Holy Swift. Every week, adult superfans Jessica, Krista, and Kelly break down a Taylor Swift song in excruciating detail. From the true meaning of Blank Space to 15, they will make their way through Taylor Swift's entire discography and show their love and adoration for their Taylord and Savior.
Taylord. All right, run through the titles.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So we have Trump Dad, Earth Angels, and Holy Swift.
I think Earth Angels is real.
Oh, that's the one that I was thinking wasn't
really
real.
I think it's very specific.
Hmm.
I mean, maybe you do that to throw us off, but
I
feel like that's what we need in the world if it's not. And I also think that Trump Dad is, because I don't feel like you would just be like, you know what? I'm going to make one up called Trump Dad. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Mm. It'd be easier to find, I think. But then again, I don't know.
Gosh. What do you think about the Taylor Swift one?
I think it might not be real, but I think it could totally be real. I don't think it is.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Taylor.
I'm going to go with Earth Angels.
It's Earth Angels.
Dang it! I'm terrible at this game.
Holy Swift was amazing. I actually listened to the whole first episode.
Really?
I was like, what is that?
Really?
Yeah, so I made up Earth Angels because I feel like
it should totally be a thing.
The
first story I totally made up. I don't know if that happened to a girl in the Minnesota woods, but the second one I have heard about, these lines offending this little girl in Ethiopia from some kidnappers, and I thought it'd be really cute if they talked about it.
So sad.
Thank you.
It was kind of scary, but like beautiful at the same time. Holy Swift was really funny. The first episode, they were just introducing themselves and talking about like potential names for their podcast. So Taylord and Savior was one of them. There were so many that were just absolutely ridiculous.
That's hilarious.
Like All Day Every Tay or something like that. Like, it was insane.
I have a friend who's obsessed with Taylor Swift. She needs this podcast. Well, that's good. People are always like, oh, recommendations. And well, now instead of saying like, what do you like to like news? I'll be like, who do you like?
Who do you like? There were so many about like specific like people. There were a ton of Taylor Swift podcasts. It was crazy.
A lot?
A lot. Like there were a lot. It was kind of weird. It was uncomfortable. But
okay. Well then.
You got it.
Whatever.
Okay. Going head to head, Alex.
I am terrible at this game because I just want them all to be real.
Right? It's like they should all exist.
Seriously. Well done.
I saw a cute video this week, too, that was like animals helping other animals.
Oh!
Like a little turtle. He got turned over and his little friend helped him.
Oh my God.
And I was like, you know, 2017 is a year that animals are nicer to other animals than we are to people.
Yeah,
so that's great. But
yeah,
it was
fine.
so cute. So that's why I was like, that's got to be real.
I think it should be real. Like, I would totally co-host that show too. Spin off.
Oh,
so good.
Yeah.
Now I just want to
Trump Dad is real, by the way.
Well, I could kind of see it being real.
There were only two episodes, though. So I don't know if they stopped. Well, they, like, had one in November and one in October. I don't know what happened to the family. Yeah, so.
After that tweet, they were like, we got to take some time off.
Yeah, they're like, too much, too much.
Wow. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Now I just want to watch cute animals.
I know.
Videos.
That'd be cute.
Now I just want to go listen to all of these podcasts that even aren't real.
Yeah, seriously. Except not this week in Paris.
I'm good with that.
That's okay.
Mm-mm. Wow.
That was so fun. I love this bit.
Me too. We always come back and we're always so surprised at how good it is.
Like, that's a solid one.
But it's also, I mean, so... No, joking aside, the sober cast, like, that's really good to know.
Yes.
Yeah.
It sounds really helpful if it's, like, you're embarrassed or you don't want to go
amazing.
Or you miss a meeting or whatever.
Right.
You can know that that's there to help you, and it's another way. I think they should make it more out
people,
there.
Yeah. Should know about
again,
that.
Again, to, I think, Alex's point before about, like, not wanting to read a book about, you know, like, it's a...
It's like a weird...
Yeah. It's a kind of thing that someone might feel more comfortable listening to than having, like, a some sort of, like... Something showing that they're going through this.
Mm-hmm. don't know. So it highlights some stuff maybe we don't really know about or we don't wouldn't listen to.
Seriously.
But if that's for you, it's good to know it's out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
The environment. You're a big fan. Parasites. All kinds of things.
Of course. Things.
Cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
Which in this day and age happens a lot.
Yeah. So we need that. We need that.
Yeah. It's all out there.
Nice.
Interesting. Okay, well, we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah, I guess we got to wrap it up.
But thank you guys for listening. We're excited to be back.
Yeah. Right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So we have some exciting news we wanted to share before we leave. So Lucy's parents, shout out to them.
So are cute.
Martha and John, you're killing it.
Amazing people ever. Made us t-shirts with our logo.
It's adorable.
It was a surprise to me. It was so sweet.
I don't know how you kept that secret.
I know.
She didn't tell us till she came over for the recording. I'm very impressed.
Right when they gave it to me, I almost text y'all, but I thought.
I was like, no, in person.
I wanted to like share it in person. Yeah.
So thank you so much. We're really grateful and we'll call you in a second. Really, thank you. But we have a few to give away and we thought we would love to get it out there to all of you guys if you, but you know us.
There's a catch.
We gotta have some reviews because we've been talking to you about how much that's really important and thank you to the people who have given us ones. But we want some more because we really want our name out there and it really helps. Like it makes you move up a little bit. So if you review us, type a little something nice on iTunes. I was just thinking, I said nice, but maybe we should, I don't know.
We're your not, feels, whatever you
I
think.
I mean, even if it's negative.
It's good to know.
But it would preferably, if you went through this much trouble to wear a t-shirt.
With our logo on it. Hopefully
so I'm not excluding like anyone, but also it would be nice if it was nice. Write a review. Let us know your thoughts. Screenshot it. Send it to us on Twitter or however. Pick your poison. I don't care. And we will put it in a drawing for a free t-shirt and we'll send it to you and we'll be in contact. So however you send it, make sure we know how to get a hold of you.
Yeah.
Like we'll email you or Twitter. Direct message you. So that's what we're going to do.
We check everything. So go ahead and send it. They're really cute shirts, guys.
Oh my gosh. We'll have to post a picture. A picture. We're really excited. So please enter so that we can help you get our name out there. So if you really like us, you can promote us.
Yeah. And you get a free t-shirt.
Yeah. And I know there's two reviews now and I know one of them, but I don't know the other person. So if you're listening, let me know and we'll include you too.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
Thank you. Whoever you are.
Yeah.
So nice.
Kind soul.
Oh. All right, so we just wanted to share that and send the love a little bit to you guys because you're so nice to us.
Yeah.
And we'll be wearing them to every event we go to from now on.
Every time I leave the house.
We've been doing a guerrilla marketing campaign on the subway. Sorry if that's littering, but we've been trying.
Don't tell the MTA, please.
We've been trying to get our name out there, so hopefully you can help us out too. So. It doesn't have an end as of right now, but next week we'll see how many we get in and see if it's.
Yeah.
So try to get it in within the next week.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, everyone. And just for the final wrap up, as always, we're going to do a wonderful thank you shout out to the guys who did our theme song, Rob Righthand, Derek Kirch, and Greg Kaplan. And as always, a huge thank you to our producer, Billy Richling. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Bye.